Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for game number 2 of 6 in the 6-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Lynchburg Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Well, what a start to this series. The Hillcats come in at 61 and 52 overall, 24 and 22 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. The Red Sox, 62 and 53. They are 27 and 21 in the second half of play in the second half race. Last night, what a start to this series. A back and forth contest in which the Red Sox won it 8-7 in 9 innings. But we got to talk about how that game finished up. And we'll get to that more so later on in the broadcast. But you look at that thing yesterday, and the Red Sox, they took an early 3-0 lead in the home half of the first on Nellie Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, RBA singles. The Hillcats then make it 3-2. Nellie Taylor, a 2-run homer, then makes it 5-2 after 3 innings. And then after Lynchburg tied it up at 5, you're thinking, okay, we have a pretty good ball game here. The Hillcats didn't strike. They get 2 runs in the top of the 8th, and you look at how they did that. It was, of course, you look at the likes of Juan Benjamin, RBI double. He had 2 hits yesterday. Ribby double makes it 6-5. And then Manuel Mejias, who was 3-for-4 yesterday with 2 singles and a 2-bagger, he doubles in a run, makes it 7-5. The Red Sox, though, down to their final 6 outs, do not go away quietly. Bottom of the 8th, Franklin Arias, the 6th best prospect in the Sox organization, laces a 2-run double that ties the game down the left field line, evens it up at 7, and then we move to the 9th. And a scoreless top of the 9th for the Red Sox, and then it gives way to Salem in the home half of the frame. There was not a single hit in the bottom of the 9th. We're tied at 7, and it gets to the point after an error on Juan Benjamin. E5 allows Nellie Taylor Jr. to reach with one down. A balk moves him to second. And then there's a hit by pitch and a walk. All of a sudden, the bases are loaded. One down. And in steps Fraley Encarnacion. And Fraley, looking to be the hero, doesn't get the chance. There's a balk called. Before a pitch was even thrown officially, there was a balk called in the AB. He fired the first pitch, and after it was received by the starting catcher, Logan Clark, the home plate umpire yesterday, Frank Jones, then pointed to the bump and said, that's a balk. So Nellie Taylor Jr. comes in and scores, and the Sox win it on a walk-off balk. Now, this has gained quite a bit of controversy, is probably a fair way to put it. However, here was the ruling. We went off air yesterday very confused on what the balk was, because we saw the replay multiple times and didn't see anything egregious. Well, looking at what Josh, who works here in Salem for the Boston Red Sox, who does analytics and TrackMan and Hawkman and all that jazz, does a great job behind the scenes. He texted us this morning and said that the official ruling was that the pitcher did not declare if he was going out of the windup or the stretch. And because there was the slightest of movements as he came set from the stretch, that was where the balk was called. Now, what is still confusing to us, I want to say, I don't want to speak for Gio, but for me, is why was the balk called after the pitch was thrown and the ball was received behind the dish? Fraley Encarnacion checked swung of the pitch, and we thought Pedro Torres, or Frank Jones, I should say, was appealing to Richie Arredondo in the field, asking whether or not it was a check swing. Instead, he was saying it was a balk. That's how delayed the call was. And hey, the Sox will take it, though, but definitely an interesting way for the game to come to a close.
No doubt about it. Thanks for covering for me, Carter, while I stepped aside and made sure that everything was good on our Red Sox social media. Sometimes on game day, we're always flying around making different things happen, and had to make sure that pregame report got up on the social media. So check it out, at Salem Red Sox on Twitter and Instagram. We were a little delayed getting that up this afternoon, but we're ready to roll for first pitch, so definitely be sure to check it out. We got caught up in the front office having some outstanding conversations over a nice cup of Cuban Joe.
Oh, yes.
Cuban instant coffee. It's an espresso. And Barry was very adamant we had to try it, and I'm glad we did. It's fantastic. So, Barry, if you're listening, this is delicious, and it's going to equip us for this fantastic ball game tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm not even a huge coffee guy. But we had it the other day during the doubleheader, too, in between both games.
It's
nice.
And
I was like, I think I drank 2 1/4 cups of coffee in between the doubleheader, and it was so good that I downed it in 20 minutes. And I came to regret that a little bit later during the game because I'm all jittery, like, oh my gosh, it's in a double down the line. That's great. Oh my gosh. No, but yeah, all fired up and ready to go for tonight. Should be a good one here.
Looking forward to it.
In Salem.
No doubt about it.
Well, we're rolling on in our pregame show here from the yard. Game 2 of 6 coming up in the 6-game set between the Sox and the Hillcats. And we're going to step aside for the first time today. On the other side of this break, we'll have an injury update and go through the starting lineups. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame coverage rolls on high above Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem on a gorgeous Wednesday evening for baseball. It's game number 2 of a 6-game set and the 4th meeting this season between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. Well, these two teams have played 19 ball games now after last night's chaos. The Red Sox have won just 6 of the 19 meetings with the Lynchburg Hillcats in the 2024 season, looking to get win number 7 here tonight. They sit 2 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals, who lead the Carolina League North at 30-19. In the second half of play. The playoff push is very much upon us here in Salem, with the Red Sox trying to win every game that they can, especially with the 460 rivalry and a team that's for lack of a better term, Carter, been their kryptonite here in town with the Hillcats in Salem.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that coming into last night, the Sox had only won 5 of 18 meetings. And to win last night was so crucial, because you are still just 2 back of first place. And it just kind of feels like you need to pick up any win you possibly can get. There's 17 games remaining in the regular season, and with, 11 of those at home, there is a huge opportunity for the Red Sox to make up some ground against the first-place Fredettes, and that's going to continue tonight for sure.
Let's go ahead and take you through our Carilion Clinic injury report. Well, good news is nothing to really report here. Obviously, we've had many injuries throughout the season, and it has played an impact on the Red Sox campaign in 2024, but this is a healthy slate at a ball club that we're looking at right now heading into this week, and the Red Sox are going to get JoJo and Gracia back off the IL, which is massive. We'll probably see him pitch later on in the week.
Yes, on Sunday, I believe he's projected. I could be wrong. I believe it is Sunday he is projected to start here in Salem, and he's somebody that, again, he was a 14th-round pick. There was not a lot of talk about JoJo and Gracia coming into the season. But, hey, he opened up some eyes. I mean, 2.5 months in, he worked his way from the bullpen into the starting rotation. And I'll tell you what, man, the way he was pitching, you thought that maybe a promotion was soon to be in his future. Unfortunately, he goes down with that injury. But I believe we are going to see him later this week. And I think that'll fire up some Salem Sox fans for sure.
Let's take you through tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats. Carter, take it away.
Here is the starting nine for the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats, penciled in by second-year manager Jordan Smith, who unfortunately left the ballpark yesterday. Not too pleased after that balk call to end the game, but a new opportunity here tonight. Christian Knapcheck gets the start at second base and leads things off for the Hillcats here this evening, making his series debut against the Salem Red Sox. We saw him back in April. He has been here in Lynchburg throughout the entirety of the season. Welbian Francisca is the shortstop. He is the 11th best prospect in the Guardians organization and will hit second. Jason Churio is in center. He hits third and is the 4th best prospect in Cleveland's system. Luis Marejo is the first baseman in the cleanup spot, and Ryan Cesarini is the right fielder, making his series debut. He bats fifth. In the 6th hole, it's the designated hitter Logan Clark. He did get the start yesterday behind the plate, gets a half day off today, and starts in the 6th hole. Getting the start today behind the dish, it's Bennett Thompson, the starting catcher, and he hits 7th. Luis Durango bats 8th. He's in left, and Fran Audway is the 3rd baseman in the 9th hole. Jackson Humphreys is the 21st best prospect in the Guardians organization. He will toe the rubber today for the Lynchburg Hillcats. The left-hander was a former 8th-round pick by the Cleveland Guardians in 2022 from just outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. He comes in to tonight's contest 1-5 with a 5.07 ERA. 28th appearance, 20th start, 60 1/3 innings pitched, 71 strikeouts to 35 walks. That was the starting nine for the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Appreciate it, Carter. Now the starting line nine for your Salem Red Sox. Top of the order, Franklin Arias plays at second base tonight. He's followed up by the shortstop, Nizan Zanatello, after Nizan had a half day's rest yesterday and was in the 2 spot as the designated hitter. Brooks Brandon behind the dish. He catches and bats third, while Nellie Taylor Jr. plays in center field and bats cleanup. He's the hottest twig in the Red Sox order so far this week, hitting .314 in his last 10 games heading into the series, and then went 2-for-4 with a walk last night. Came around to score 3 times, including that game winner on the balk. He had a 2-run bomb off the scoreboard in the 3rd inning a night ago, finished with 3 RBI. Andrew Musa is the designated hitter. He bats fifth. Fraley Encarnacion plays in a hot corner at third. He bats sixth. Nathaniel Uten is out in right field. He bats seventh. Albert Feliz plays at first base and bats eighth. And then Calvin Diaz rounds out the batting order for the Sox. He plays in left field and bats ninth. One more time through the Red Sox nine. Arias, Zanatello, Brannon, Taylor Jr., Musit, Encarnacion, Uten, Feliz, and Diaz. Eduardo Rivera on the bump tonight for the Red Sox, wearing the home Reds this evening. It's game number two of a six-game set with the Lynchburg Hillcats. We'll step aside one more time. First pitch is upon us when we return. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
The final notes of the national anthem on a Wednesday night here in Salem. A little bit of a brisk chill in the air once again as the Red Sox are gearing up for game number two this week against the Lynchburg Hillcats with the playoff push finally upon us. Red Sox have 17 games left to be played in the regular season, trying to make the most of them, sitting two games back in the Carolina League North and stepping up to the mic to start us off on the play-by-play tonight, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. As you alluded to, what a gorgeous night for baseball here at the Yard. There is minimal clouds in the sky. It is, I'll tell you what, another brisk evening here in Southwest Virginia. 72 degrees. It only got up to 76, which is very uncharacteristic for Southwest Virginia here this time of year. Game 2 of 6 in the 6-game set between the Red Sox and the Hillcats. Salem 8-7 victors last night on the walk-off balk that scored Haley Taylor Jr. from third. And now they try and win their second straight here this evening. Eduardo Rivera is the pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox. He comes in at 1-2 on the season, a 5.16 ERA, 15 appearances, 4 starts, Three saves as well. 29 and two-thirds innings pitched. 29 strikeouts to 15 walks. Now, that is between four teams. The FCL Red Sox, the Salem Red Sox, single-A Stockton in the Oakland A's organization, and high-A Lansing in the A's organization. The former 11th round pick by Oakland in 2021 was cut loose earlier this season. The Red Sox scooped him up, and now here he is here in Salem making his fourth appearance as a member of the Salem Red Sox. 1-2-3 to lead us off here in the frame. Christian Knapchak, Bobby and Francisca, and Jason Churio for the Lynchburg Hillcats as Knapchak digs in from the left side. The former Louisville Cardinal makes his series debut. Knapchak is ready. Rivera is ready. And after a long, long look in, let's do it here in Salem. First pitch is swung on and lifted. Right field, Nathaniel Utsin on the run, makes the catch just in front of the track for out number one.
Good start.
Hello.
There you go.
This first pitch swinging has been a big piece in this series so far. We've seen both teams go after the first pitch very often, and Knapchak does so immediately here tonight. Well, here's Welby and Francisca. Lefty on righty matchup. First pitch, breaking ball, called a strike inside corner, and the count starts at nothing and one.
Despite all the first pitch swinging yesterday, we still had a nearly 3-hour ball game.
True. 7:05 p.m. first pitch here tonight from Salem. 0-1 from the bout. In the dirt it goes, and it evens up the count at 1-1. 7:05 p.m. first pitch, and as we alluded to, 72 degrees here in Salem, Virginia. Francisca, the switch hitter, is the 11th best prospect in the Guardians organization. 1-1, lefty deals. Wave and a miss at the slider low and inside, and it shifts the count to 1-2. Francisca yesterday was 2-for-5. Two singles and three flyouts. 1-2. He winds and fires. Breaking ball misses low to way. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox. Freely Encarnacion is down at third today. Design Zanatello plays short. Franklin Arias is at second. 2-2. Winds and fires. In the dirt again. Skipping into the mitt of Brooks Brannan. And the count fills up at 3-2. Albert Feliz, Big Al, makes his series debut. At the first base bag, Calvin Diaz in left. Ellie Taylor Jr. in center. And then Utsin is in right. 3-2. Misses high and outside. And there's ball four. So a one-out walk to Francisca. First base runner of the day for either side. Here's Jason Churio, now the center fielder. Eduardo Rivera, just to make this point, we talked about his background, may have one of the more interesting stories on this Salem team here this year. First pitch, fastball caught a strike outer edge, and the count starts at nothing and one. I mean, to start out west in Oakland, you're from Puerto Rico, and to play for four different clubs, that's got to be quite the whirlwind for the left-hander. 0-1, comes at first base side, curls and unfurls. Breaking ball just misses a hair low.
Yeah, one of the few guys we have that has experience playing in another organization, because we're so low here at the single-A level that most of the time this is where guys started.
1-1.
Not in this case, though.
From the bell, the pitch. Wave and a miss at the slider low and in once again. And the count's 1-2. Starting nine for the Hillcats, who have won 13 of 19 meetings against the Red Sox this year. Christian Knapchak leads it off. Then Francisca and Churio, 2-3. Luis Marejo in the cleanup spot. 1-2. He swings and tips it foul, third base side. And the starting center fielder for the Hillcats stays alive.
What do we think about those Lynchburg unis tonight? Those are nice.
You got the road. How would you describe it? More so teal look?
With the sleeves.
With
yeah,
the sleeves.
With the navy blue.
Navy blue. And the teal numbering and lettering as well. 1-2. Just misses a tad high as Richie Arredondo thought about cocking it back and ringing him up. Thinks better of it. And the count evens up at 2-2. All right, Dindo behind the plate. Frank Jones is in the field. 2-2. Lefty deals. He swings and nubs it foul, first base side. Nice at bat for Jason Cherio. In the 5-hole, Ryan Cesarini plays right. Logan Clark, the designated hitter, hits sixth. Bennett Thompson catches. He's in the 7-hole. Luis Durango's in left. Fran Aldue is at third. 2-2. In the dirt again, low and in. And for the second straight AB, counts 3-2. Out of San Juan, Puerto Rico, Eduardo Rivera, standing at 6'7", 237. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Throw to first, not in time. Head for a slide back in there for Francisco, and we'll reset.
You'd like to avoid back-to-back walks here with one quick out. Obviously, if you're Rivera.
3-2. Rocks and fires. Just misses low and outside. And there's ball four. Second straight base on balls, both on full counts. And to the cleanup spot we go for Luis Marejo, the first baseman. Well, the Sox now look to spin the double play. The Red Sox turned 2 double plays yesterday. None bigger than you look back to that top of the 7th. Game tied at 5. First and third, one down. And they turn to 6-4-3. Lefty on righty matchup. Marejo is hitting 360 with 3 homers and 13 RBIs. As Brooks Brandon comes out and has a chat. Nice to see Brooks back behind the dish, too.
I was just going to say that. Brooks back in the battery tonight.
The Red Sox are in their home Reds as well. Mentioned the Lynchburg unis. Salem after the home whites yesterday are in the home Reds with Red Sox across the chest. Here's Marejo stepping in. Was 2-for-5 yesterday with 2 singles. First pitch from the belt. The lefty deals. Swing and a miss. Count starts at nothing and one. Mentioned just the 4th appearance for Eduardo Rivera. You look at his numbers specifically with Salem this season. 3 appearances, 1 start. 0-1. Breaking ball, called a strike, outside edge. Moves the count to nothing and 2. Does not have a decision. In 11 innings pitched. 9 hits, 5 runs, only 2 earned though. A 1.64 ERA. 0-2. Lefty deals. Breaking ball just misses a tad high. Right at the letters. And the count's now 1-2. 10 strikeouts and came in it tonight with 3 walks with the Sox. He already has 2 so far in the contest. 1-2. Glance to second. Lefty deals. Check swing. He went around for strike 3. They went breaking ball once again. Beneath the zone, but Richie Arredondo says that Marejo does not hold up. First strikeout for the lefty Rivera. And just like that, there's 2 down.
Well, needed that, right? Now all of a sudden you can play things a little bit differently here with 2 outs, be a little more aggressive chasing that 3rd out.
Brings up Ryan Cesarini now, making his series debut. Lefty on lefty matchup, first pitch. Misses low and outside. And the count starts at 1-0. Out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. And something that will make our historian Jim happy. Played his college ball at St. Joe's in Philadelphia. 14th round pick in 2024. 1-0. Load away. And it runs the count to 2-0.
Oh, wow, Carter. Some baseball news.
Oh. We got some baseball news top of the first. What's going on?
Joey Votto has announced his retirement.
Really? Playing in AAA Buffalo right now in the Blue Jays organization.
17 seasons, 6 All-Star selections.
2-0 a fastball, called a strike, and it's now 2-1.
A gold glove and 2010 National League MVP.
All major league seasons with the Cincinnati Reds as well. Two balls and a strike. Glance to second. He winds and fires. Breaking ball sails high and in. Kind of moves the count to 3-1. Cesarini is 2-for-7 to start his minor league career. Good for 429. No homers and 2 RBIs. But what he did this season with the Hawks is what got him drafted. 3-1. He swings and pops it up. Behind home plate, he will fall foul. And the count fills up at 3-2. Third full count of the inning as well, by the way, from Eduardo Rivera. So that releases both Francisco and Churio down at first. Ball in the gap. Could score two. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. He kicks and deals. Fastball just misses a hair low and outside. And there's ball four. Eduardo Rivera wanted it about half in, half out. That's the third walk of the inning. And the bases are now juiced with 2 down for Logan Clark. Here comes Juan Rivera. Now, just to put a bow on that point, Cesarini, in his final year with the Hawks back in 2024 in the spring, he hit 380 with 8 homers and 31 RBIs. Cleveland Guardians take a shot on him, and now he's here in Lynchburg. There already is some action in the Cela bullpen as Connor Steinbaugh begins to stretch a little bit. Rivera is somebody that can give you a little bit of length, but isn't built up to where he's going to give you a 4 or 5 just yet. And now already in some trouble here in the first. So far for the lefty. 25 pitches, just 12 for strikes. Here's Clark, lefty on right matchup. Starting catcher yesterday, blasted a solo shot out to left. First pitch, lefty deals. He swings and tips it foul, first base side. Count starts at nothing and one. Hitting 303, 2 homers, 7 ribbies. Had the homer yesterday, but also had a single in the sixth. He was 2-for-5 with 2 strikeouts. Bases juice, 2 down. Scoreless here in the first. And the 0-1. He swings, drills it up the middle, charges Zanatello, and it gets through for a base hit, booting off of his glove. 1 run scores. Here comes Churio. He'll score with ease, and actually likely, that's probably an E6 on his own Zanatello as 2 runs score, and it's now 2-0 Lynchburg.
That's tough right there. That's just rare miscue, especially we know how good that left side of the infield has been, and just one of those plays you wish you could have back. And plain and simple right there.
It indeed is an E6 on design Zanatello. It had some weird backspin on it, but just a play that he's going to tell you he's got to make. Here's Bennett Thompson. First pitch, high and away it goes. And the count starts at 1-0. So still Mr. Heater, yet to be a hit in the inning. A flyout, 2 walks, a strikeout, a walk, and an E6 on his eye. 1-0. Fastball caught a strike. Top of the zone. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Kind of had to charge on it.
It was slowly rolling. Yeah, and like booted you said, it had some awkward backspin.
1-1. Lefty deals. He swings, tips it left side, and this will fall out of play foul. And on the hands of Bennett Thompson, hitting 125 and making his series debut. Counts now 1-2.
Both runs now unearned with the error.
Bennett Thompson, also a 2024 draftee. 1-2, glance to second, winds and fires. A fastball misses low and in, and it evens up the count at 2-2. Out of the University of Oregon. 13th round pick out of Eugene, Oregon in 2024. 2-2. He swings and drubs it foul. Third base side. Thompson stays alive. Originally from Medford, Oregon. 1-for-8 to start his minor league career. And hit 286 this year with the Ducks. Blasted 3 homers and 24 RBIs. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Glance to second. He curls and unfurls. Fastball, called strike 3 on the outside corner. Bennett Thompson down on strikes, but 2 runs crossed for the Hillcats on the costly 6 on Nizan Zinicella. 2-0, the Sox trail as we move to the home half of the first. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox in game number 2 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. 1-2-3 goes, top of the order for the Red Sox. Franklin Arias, Nizan Zinicello, and Brooks Brannan against the lefty Jackson Humphreys, the 21st best prospect in the Guardians organization. Lefty on righty matchup, first pitch as he winds and fires. He swings and flies it down the right field line. This will fall foul, though. And the count starts at 0-1. Jackson Humphreys, just 20 years old, was an 8th-round pick by the Guardians in 2022. Hails from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh. 0-1, winds and fires. In the dirt it goes, and it evens up the count at 1-1. So far this year, all with single-A Lynchburg, 1-5 with a 5.07 ERA. 20th appearance, 20th start. And the 1-1. Breaking ball clips the top. No, did not clip the top of the zone, according to Richie Arredondo. And it shifts the count to 2-1. 60 and a third innings pitched. 71 strikeouts for Humphreys. 35 walks. 2-1. Lefty deals. Misses low and in. And the count's quickly 3-1. The Hillcats got 2 in the top of the first on a, well, not a single hit in the frame. 3 walks and any 6 on Nizan Zinicella. 3-1. Misses high and away. And there's ball 4. How about that? 4th walk combined between both sides in just the first inning. And the leadoff runner's aboard for Nizan Zinicella. So Arias, after reaching twice yesterday, reaches on the base on balls. And here's Nizan from the right side. Lefty on righty matchup. Comes at first base side. And he kicks and deals. Fastball, caught a strike, outside corner. And the count starts at 0-1. Starting shortstop for the Red Sox is the 18th best prospect in the organization. Hitting just 162, 6 homers, and 19 RBIs. Throw to first, not in time. Heifer slide in there for Franklin Arias. And we'll reset.
Carter, I'm trying to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
Nizan now 9 for his last 90.
Hmm.
Just trying to work out of this slump here.
0-1. Lefty deals. Misses low and in. And it evens up the count at 1-1. That is, if my mental math is correct, hitting 100.
On the dot.
Over his
That's
last.
In the last 25 games. So, you know, it's extended a little bit now.
Sure. 1-1. Wines and fires. Fastball trims the inner edge. And it shifts the count to 1-2.
And of all the guys to see, you know, struggle at the plate, you don't want it to be Nizan, right?
No.
Because he's such a great – he does everything right, right? He's got all the intangibles to do it at a high level.
1-2. Check swing. They'll appeal. And he did not go, according to Frank Jones, our field umpire. Count evens up at 2-2.
Easy guy to root for in every facet. Just love to see him to, you know, get hot the last couple
sure.
of weeks here and end the season on a high note.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Kicks and deals. He swings, chops it up the middle, slowly rolling down the third baseline, but it trickles foul. And Zenitello stays alive. That was one of those there. It's kind of one of those slow rollers down the left side where you're like.
Is it going to come back in?
Well, you're kind of hoping, like, stay fair. Like,
yeah.
When you're in a slump like that. Sometimes all it takes is
get something.
Just
got to
see one. Absolutely.
And I mean, even the best went through slumps. Jeter
yeah.
went through his, like, even the best.
2 balls, 2 strikes. From the bell. Lance to first. And the lefty deals. He swings, rips it down the third baseline, but caught on the backhand by Aldway. And there is out number one. Kind of fisted on the hands. Aldway hugging that third baseline, ranged over. Made the play for the first out of the frame.
Yeah, soft liner. Just barely off the hands there. Didn't get all of it. Unfortunately, defender was waiting for it.
Well, here's Brooks Brannan. Take a look at the starting nine for the Red Sox. 1-3. Arias Zanicello Brannan. Then Nelly Taylor Jr. Andrew Musit. He's the designated hitter. And then Fraley Encarnacion plays third. First pitch. He swings and rips it. First base side. It will falter foul, though. And the count starts at nothing and one. The Danyu Tsen hits seventh. He plays right. Albert Feliz plays first. He's in the 8-hole. And then Calvin Diaz makes his series debut, hitting ninth and playing left. The 0-1. Inside it goes. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Defensive alignment for the Hillcats. Fran Aldueo, we just saw down at third, plays at the hot corner. Well, Bien Francisca plays it short. 1-1, swing and a miss. Kind of moves the count to 1-2. Christian Knapchek plays second. Luis Marejo's at first. Luis Durango is in left. Jason Churio is in center. And Ryan Cesarini's in right. 1-2, rips and deals. High and in it goes. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Bennett Thompson behind the dish. Jackson Humphreys on the bump. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ari's down at first. Throw to first. They have him picked off. Tack put down. They got him.
Jeez.
Had him leaning. And there's out number two.
Can't afford outs on the base paths, unfortunately.
So now 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Still yet to be a hit recorded in the contest. Pitch to Brooks. Rocks and fires. Breaking ball inside and a little low. And the count fills up at 3-2. Also, by the way, Brooks Brannan, who typically wears number 3, is wearing number 5 this evening for the Sox. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. The lefty deals. Swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. Through the slider. And just like that, the side is retired. Well, to the second we go in Salem. 2-0. The Hillcats on top, even though there is yet to be a single hit recorded in the contest. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where it's a 2-0 Lynchburg Hillcats lead in game two of this six-game set. 8-9-1 it goes in the Hillcats order. Luis Durango, Fran Aldway, the third baseman, and Christian Knapchak, the starting second baseman. Eduardo Rivera back on the bumper, second inning of work, and you feel for him a little bit because he's yet to give up a hit, but the three walks and then an E6 allows two runs to score. Lefty-on-lefty matchup to start the frame. First pitch from the belt, and the lefty rocks and fires. First pitch fastball delivered for a strike, and the count starts at nothing and one. Luis Durango hitting .275, no homers, and 13 RBIs. 0-1, in the dirt it goes. Nice back pick by Brooks Brannan. And it evens up the count of 1-1.
Shutdown frame would be huge here, Carter, to kind of keep this thing where it's at, not let it get away from you before it even has a chance to get started.
1-1. Rivera from the belt. Kicks and deals. He swings and flies it. Right center field. To his left, Nellie Taylor on the run, just in front of the track, makes the catch. And there's out number one.
He can cover a lot of ground.
By the way, you brought up a great point during the break. It is more of a sparser crowd here this evening in Salem. And something we didn't even think about is local high schools and local public schools started here in Southwest Virginia last week.
Yeah, you're just not going to bring your 8-year-old out on a school night necessarily the same as
sure.
In the summer months. So
here's Aldway, first pitch. He swings, pops it up, back towards us, and just in front of us, foul.
That might be the closest it's been.
What do you think, 5 feet?
Yeah, that might be the closest it's been.
We need to get one.
No, we don't.
Oh, one. Way away it goes on the fastball. And it evens up the count of 1-1. By the way, so I was looking on Twitter last week when the Sox were on the road. Looking at some Salem Red Sox history and everything. 1-1, he swings and tips it foul. Third base side, and it shifts the count to 1-2. Obviously, we talk about the imprint of the foul ball in our booth. And it was tweeted about by, I can't believe I'm blanking on his last name. Ben, do you remember his last name? Was a broadcaster here in the late 2010s. It's the 1-2, is a breaking ball called strike three on the outside corner.
Ben?
Jim would know. I got you. 1 second.
I was going to say, let me pull up the Wikipedia.
Two up, two down. And back to the top we go for Christian Knapchak, the second baseman. Once you find that, I can tell the rest of this story. Knapchak 0 for 1.
Oh, we're on Wikipedia, buddy.
First pitch. Squares around a bunt, pulls back, and misses low and in. And the count starts at 1-0.
You're on Wikipedia, man. Both of us
are. Oh, they have a list of the broadcasters. Ben's his first name.
Ben. Not.
1-0.
Ben
Wait
Gelman.
A minute. Yes. Evens up the count at 1-1. Ben Gelman. So, I actually stumbled upon a couple of his tweets about that foul ball. And by doing that, I found a tweet from 2018. 1-1. Way away. In the dirt. And the count moves to 2-0. So, I guess there was some sort of promotion at the ballpark. But there was a pretty prominent political figure that was in this very booth in 2018. 2-1. Fastball caught a strike outside edge.
Who's that?
And it evens up the count at 2-2. Now, this name may not mean as much to you because you didn't grow up in Virginia, but the governor at the time, Ralph Northam, came on the broadcast. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Strikeout number three for Eduardo Rivera. And to the home half of the second, we go in Salem. 2-0. The Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back and talk more about that 2018 story when we return on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second, here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Lynchburg Hillcats with a two-run lead over the Salem Red Sox in game number two of this six-game set. 4-5-6 to go in the Red Sox order to lead off the frame. Nellie Taylor Jr., Andrew Musid, and Freddy Encarnacion. And actually, check that. 5-6-7 it goes in the Sox order. Andrew Musid, Freddy Encarnacion, and Nathaniel Yuta. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. And actually, I was right the first time. 4-5-6. Ellie Taylor, Andrew Musit, and Freddy Encarnacion.
Get it together, Clark.
I'm sorry. You ever do that thing where you accidentally write in the play on the opposite side of your scorecard? You ever do that? I fall victim to that every now and then.
I mess up all the time.
First pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He'll appeal. And yes, he did, according to Frank Jones on the breaking ball load away. And the count starts at nothing and one. So Nelly, the center fielder, is swinging a hot stick. He's over 300 in the last 2 weeks and was 2-for-4 yesterday with three ribbies. So one. Fastball misses load away. And it evens up the count at one and one. Two-run homer, number five on the year. RBI single, made it 1-0. 1-1 from the bell. He swings and flies it down the right field line. That ball is gone. It sails over the wall. Number six, Nellie Taylor Jr. And it's now 2-1. A missile out to right.
Nellie continuing to stay hot. 106 off the bat. 382-foot bomb. Second home run in as many evenings. Whoa, Nellie.
Got out in a nanosecond. Nellie Taylor Jr. First hit of the game as well. Here's Andrew Musit. First pitch, lefty deals. He swings and flies it. Straightaway center. Churio on the run to his left. Calls off Cicerani and makes the catch at high for out number one.
Loud contact early.
One down for Freddy Encarnacion. All right, so yeah, back to that story about Ben Gelman. And I wish Jim's not here, is he? I didn't see Jim today.
Not tonight.
Well, if you're back at home listening, Jim, you may have been there that night in 2018 when Ralph Northam, the then Virginia governor, came to town and hopped on the broadcast here at Salem. First pitch, slider called a strike out of edge, and the count starts at nothing and one. It's crazy, like you go down a rabbit hole on Twitter when you have nothing to do and you find
and
the most random stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, one. Called a strike inside corner, right at the knees. And it's quickly nothing at two. Encarnacion hitting 250. Two homers and 32 ribbies. Was 0 for 4 yesterday. 0-2. Lions and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Encarnacion now 0 for 5 in the six-game set so far. And there's two down for Nintendo Utsev.
He came into the series Salem's hottest hitter in 316 in his last 10 heading into last night. Just cooled off a little bit.
And now with Andy Lugo going up, leads the team in average. Here's Utsev, lefty on left. First pitch. Fastball trims the outer edge for a strike right at the knees. And the count begins in nothing and one. Utsev hitting 248 right on his heels. Six homers, 43 ribbies. 1 for 3 yesterday with a walk and a double. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Shifts the count to nothing and two. First blemish on the day against Jackson Humphreys. He has yielded the lone hit. And here's his 0-2. Breaking ball swung through and missed for strike three. Well, there is out number three, but the Sox do get a run via Nellie Taylor Jr. A missile down the right field line that sails out just barely over the right field wall. Sox trail by one as we move to the third. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We go to the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-1, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox in game number two of this six-game set. 2-3-4 goes in the Hillcats order. Well, being Francisca, Jason Churiel, and Luis Morejo, the starting first baseman. Eduardo Rivera back on the bump. Here's his first pitch. A breaking ball called a strike, top of the zone. And the count starts in nothing and one. Let's take a look around the Carolina League. There's a lot going on this evening that affects the Red Sox. 0-1. In the dirt it goes. And it evens up the count of 1-1. Six games in action. Augusta and Carolina tied at 3, top 4. The Mudcats, of course, the first half winners in the Carolina League North. The Delmarva Shorebirds and the Downeast Wood Ducks. 1-1, skips in the dirt, and it moves the count to 2-1. The Shorebirds lead it 3-0 over the Wood Ducks down in Kinston. They are going to the bottom of the fifth. And then bottom 4 in Fayetteville, the Woodpeckers lead it 7-1, 2-1. He swings and dribbles it foul, third base side. Evens up the count at 2-2. The Cannonballers trail that one 7-1. So the Woodpeckers on top of Kannapolis in the bottom of the fourth. Here in Salem, Lynchburg 2-1 over the Red Sox. And bottom two in Charleston 2-2. He swings, dribbles it third base side. Charging Encarnacion, gloves at the hip. Throws across the first. What a dart for out number one. Routine for Fraley. One up, one down. And here's Churio, the center fielder.
Well, Fraley's impressive, always has been. And makes another not necessarily routine play look easy.
Well, in Charleston, by the way, the River Dogs, they lead things in the Carolina League South. They would face off against the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the divisional round. First pitch, Fastball trims the inside corner for a strike, and it's nothing and one.
Carter, guess the exit velocity of that last ball put in play.
I will say like 55. Oh, one. Way away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Hold up. I want a do-over. I think that was a bad guess. Was it a bad guess?
Well, I don't know if Trackman's tripping.
Was it like south of 30?
No, it said 114.
Oh. 1-1. He swings, dribbles at third base side. Encarnacion backhands, bobbles, throws across to first. He still makes the play for out number two.
Kid's good.
2-5-3 putouts, and here is Luis Marejo, the first baseman. Yeah, 114's not right.
Yeah, something felt off there.
But yeah, Myrtle Beach leads it 5-0 over Charleston, in Charleston. And then Fredericksburg and Columbia, the one the Sox are obviously paying attention to. They're scoreless, bottom of three in Columbia, South Carolina. First pitch, breaking ball, caught a strike inside corner. Right at the knees, and the count starts at 0-1. Former Lynchburg Hillcat, Alex Clemmy, is on the bump for the Fred Nats tonight. 0-1. He swings, rips it up the middle, out of hop, Zanatello, gloves at the hip, throws across to first, and there's out number three. Three putouts to the left side, two to Fraley, one to Nizan, and to the home half of the third we go in Salem, 2-1, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom three here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Game 2-6 in the six-game set between the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats, who have a 2-1 advantage over the Salem Red Sox here in Salem. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, where it goes 8-9-1 in the Salem order. Albert Feliz, Calvin Diaz, and back to the top we go for Franklin Arias. Jackson Humphreys once again toes the rubber for his third inning of work. And I'll tell you what, he's been sharp. Just one hit. It was a solo homer off the bat of Nellie Taylor Jr., but he has limited these Salem bats. And on the flip side, Eduardo Rivera hasn't allowed a hit, but three walks and an E6 allowed two runs to score back in the first. Here's Big Al, lefty-on-righty matchup. First pitch from the bell. Rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. And the count starts at 0-1. So Al get off the elevator leaving the park yesterday.
Indeed.
No balls and a strike. Lefty deals. Check swing on the breaking ball. He did go around, according to Richie Arredondo. And it's 0-2.
Al had fairly big, but didn't end up meaning much. Home run in the ninth inning on
yes.
Sunday at Fredericksburg.
Made it 11-9. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Out in front of the breaking ball as the throw to third sails into left. You know, you throw it around the infield to celebrate, but when it goes into left field, it kind of dampers things. Nonetheless, that is the fourth strikeout for Jackson Humphreys. And here's Calvin Diaz. Calvin Diaz, the starting left fielder in the nine hole. Hitting 207. Homer and two ribbies. First pitch, high and in. And the count starts at 1-0. Hit his first single-A homer last week against the Fredericksburg Nationals. in the Thursday victory over the Fred Nats. 1-0, rocks and fires. High and away. Went fastball again, and the count's 2-0. Jackson Humphreys is just 20 years old. Fourth start of the year for Humphreys against the Salem Red Sox. 2-0, winds and fires. He swings, rips it into right, and it's caught instead of by Christian Knapchak, who lunges to his left and makes the play for out number two. A kind of a cue shot off the end of the bat.
Yeah.
Knapchak ranged over, lunged to make the play, and there's two down. Two up, two down, and here's Arias. Top of the order for the Red Sox. He walked back in the first. First pitch from the lefty. He swings, chops it high in the air up the middle. Francisco to his left. Gloves, throws to first, a dart, and a beautiful play by the 11th best prospect in the Guardians organization to record out number three. Arias is speedy, and he chopped it so high in the air, it was going to take a perfect throw. And even after the slightest of bobbles, Francisca still guns him down. To the fourth we go in Salem. 2-1. The Hillcats on top. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of four here in Salem. 2-1, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. And as Trenor O'Donnell now toes the rubber, ready to take it through the middle frames on play-by-play duty, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. 2-1, Lynchburg in front. It's game number two of a six-game set this week here in Salem. Just 17 games remaining in the regular season for the Salem Sox. That includes tonight. After a win last night, they sit two games back of Fredericksburg in the Carolina League North, and the Sox trying to make a playoff push. Trenor O'Donnell on the bump, ready to face 5-6-7 in the order for the Hillcats. And standing in from the left side, Ryan Cesarini. He chops one up the middle. It hits off the bag and deflects off the mid of the shortstop, Nizan Zanatello. Smack dab to center field it goes, and it's a leadoff base hit.
First hit for Lynchburg, too.
Sox have one hit of their own. It was Nellie Taylor Jr.'s solo blast, his second home run in as many nights, I should say. And that's how the Sox are within one. Here's Logan Clark from the right side, the six-hole hitting designated hitter. Righty on righty. And the first pitch, runner takes off from first. This is swung on. It'll knife down the left side, and it gets off the glove of Fraley Encarnacion. Retrieved and left by Diaz, hurled in and caught by Zanatello. Runners on the corners. And you'd have to assume maybe back-to-back hits. We'll see what they rule it. And they're giving it an error.
They're going to give it a D5. And Fraley, in that situation, I think was worried about the double play. Well, they weren't going to turn the double play because Cesarini was in motion and boots off of his glove, and now the Hillcats have something major cooking here in the fourth.
From the right side now, it's Bennett Thompson at the first pitch. He swings and lifts it back towards us, just to the left of the broadcast booth, and it plunks onto the roof, 0-1.
You can hear it dribbling above us, too.
Thompson, 13th round pick out of the University of Oregon. The Ducks.
The Ducks. Playing Big Ten baseball now.
Crazy. And the 0-1. Misses down at 1-1. I'd argue that one of the lone sports that move wasn't best for them. right?
Absolutely.
Pac-12 baseball against Big Ten baseball. Obviously, all these decisions driven by football. The 1-1, fastball high and away, 2-1.
No, I 100% agree. Baseball, softball, that tandem.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at, like, you look at what the Big Ten has in baseball, softball. RPI-wise, yeah, exactly.
For softball, 2-1. Called a strike in her half, 2-2.
And even though they weren't good this past year, UCLA in baseball, too. I mean,
yeah.
UCLA went, I don't know how many College World Series they've gone to. They are a very historic program.
Arizona State solid in the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
Runners on the corners, 2-2. Breaking ball, rings him up on the inside corner, strike three. And a very much so needed first out here in the fourth.
Yes, and now that sets up the double play ball to escape the jam. Just kind of crazy, though. Like, you're 100% right. It is driven by football. But I got to imagine the coaches for Oregon and UCLA and USC and Washington.
First pitch to Luis Durango is taken for a strike at the knees, 0-1.
And by the way, Washington is a great softball program. I can't imagine they're too thrilled about that move. No doubt about that. I mean, the Big Ten RPI-wise in college baseball last year was the eighth best conference, I want to say. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that's correct.
0-1. Knifed foul to the net, 0-2.
And for a Power 5 school, you should not be the eighth best conference, RPI-wise.
No. Not at all. How many teams did they get into the NCAA tournament?
Maybe three.
Jeez.
Indiana was good last year.
0-2. Swing and a line drive, right field, down for a base hit. A run comes at his score. And moving into second now is Logan Clark. It's now 3-1 Lynchburg. RBI single, Luis Durango.
Well, just like that, you get the run back after surrendering the solo shot to Nellie Taylor Jr. And still a ground ball away from getting out of the inning, but it's going to be from Luis Durango. His first hit of the series, and now a 3-1 game.
Fran Aldui digs in now from the left side, first and second. Righty on lefty matchup. One gone here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-1 Lynchburg in front. The first pitch, he swings and lifts it. Foul left side. Into the seats, 0-1.
I think, too, like, again, I mentioned Indiana was good. I don't think they went to the NCAA tournament, though. I believe Nebraska won the conference. I can't remember who they beat, though. I think Illinois was really good last year, but like you're talking, like Illinois and Nebraska are not the same stature.
0-1. This is downstairs, 1-1.
In baseball, to UCLA and Oregon and in Washington too, and USC. I mean, like you're talking about recruiting to L.A. and
yeah,
the Pacific Northwest. It's just a little bit of a different animal.
1-1. Swing and a miss through a breaking ball, 1-2.
With that being said, I'd still rather be one of those schools compared to, let's say, an Oregon State, who is really good at baseball. But they are going to suffer because they're not in a Power 5 conference anymore.
Yeah, what is that schedule going to look like?
I mean, football-wise, they're playing Mountain West teams. I can't imagine, college baseball-wise, what it's going to look like.
Ball and a pair of strikes, the pitch. Misses downstairs, 2-2. Yeah, Oregon State, I mean, they just had, what, three draft picks in the first couple of rounds?
Travis Bizana to the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah.
I mean, Adley Rutschman played at Oregon State. Jacoby Ellsbury played at Oregon State. Like,
yep,
you can go down a laundry list, and there's all sorts of big league alums that played there.
2-2 on the way. Chopped foul right side. And Aldui stays alive.
That clip of Oregon State was in the NCAA tournament. They were playing Cincinnati in Corvallis, and bases loaded, one out. They walked intentionally Adley Rutschman. That clip still surfaces on Twitter to this day.
2-2. Swung on and lifted. Foul territory, left side, and it escapes over the net onto the concourse. 2-2, it'll stay. Where did Buster Posey play?
Florida State.
That's right.
Florida State's got some good ones, too.
They're trying to get out of the ACC.
You're not kidding.
The thing is it's almost like a quarterback who comes with a lot of baggage. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball. Struck him out. 2 away. Right. Unless, and now Florida State probably does fit that echelon, but, like, there's so much baggage with that. Like, you're coming with the legal trouble. You're coming with the, quote-unquote, like, disciplinary issues, right?
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to want the Noles, I don't think, in another conference.
I think the brand eventually will outweigh all that, but I agree with your point to an extent.
First pitch to Christian Knapchek is taken high and in fastball for a ball. It's 1-0.
I agree with you in terms of I don't see the Big Ten or the SEC wanting them. Same with Clemson. And you're going to have some schools in those two conferences, particularly the SEC, that are going to say hard no. Like, you can't tell me.
1-0. Knifed foul. Left side, 1-1.
You can't tell me that Florida would want Florida State in the SEC. You definitely can't tell me South Carolina would want Clemson in the SEC.
Sure.
I would think maybe eventually if they do make the move. Now, granted, who knows what the landscape's going to look like when they're able to get out of their deal. It's got to be the Big 12.
1-1. Breaking ball falls in there, 1-2.
And also, too, like,
why would you go to the Big 12?
Right, yeah.
I think the ACC is superior to the new Big 12 without Texas and Oklahoma.
I think you can argue for either side. I think in football currently it would barely side the way of the Big 12, but
1-2. Swings and chops it right side. Gobbled up by Albert Felice. He plants his right foot on first in time for out number 3. Well, the run scores, and it's 3-1 Lynchburg. They do so on a pair of hits here in the fourth inning. We go to the bottom of 4 after this. Insane.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of 4, it's the Fishwick fourth inning on a Wednesday night here in Salem. 3-1, the Lynchburg Hillcats in front after they score 1 in the fourth. They did it on 2 hits and an error. Luis Durango made it happen with an RBI single. Sox ready to go 2-3-4 in the batting order. Nizan Zanatello, Brooks Brandon, and Nelly Taylor Jr. Nizan stands in. He lined out to the hot corner his first time up. The 19-year-old out of St. Louis, last year's second-round pick, ready to face off against the southpaw on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats and Mr. Humphreys, who's thrown 34 pitches to this point. And the first pitch is a fastball cranked foul left side, 0-1. Jackson Humphreys, 20-year-old, drafted in 2022, the eighth round to the Cleveland Guardians. Born and raised in Cary, North Carolina. 0-1. Breaking ball snipes the inside corner for his strike, and quickly Nizan is down 0-2.
Cary, North Carolina is the home of USA Baseball.
Indeed.
The national home of USA Baseball.
No balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Fastball swing and a miss at the knees, and on 3 pitches, Nizan is sat down for the second time tonight.
I do feel for Nizam.
I do too, man.
Just because, like,
I mean, he can't get anything going.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's the weight just continues to get added on your shoulders, you know? And another strike out there.
First pitch to Brooks Brannon sails high out of the zone on a fastball. 1-0.
By the way, we were looking at it in between innings. The Jesse Winker home run celebration today was sick.
It was.
Walk off for the the New York Mets, I should say.
The 1-0 breaking ball misses down and in. 2-0. I'll tell you what, the Mets got some aura to them lately.
That's
buddy.
Some aura. Jesse Winker, who was traded over from the Nats at the deadline, walk off homer for the Mets over the Orioles.
Two balls, no strikes to pitch. He swings and cranks it foul the opposite way, sailing into the seats, 2-1.
Helps the Sox out, too, because they took 2-3 from Houston today. But Baltimore loses, courtesy of the Winker walk-off bomb. First homer with the Mets. And, yeah, the Sox have an interesting couple weeks coming up.
2-1 to Brannon. Fastball, he hits it off the hands, high into straightaway center field. Chasing it is Jason Chirillo, and he's able to haul it in. About head high for out number two. Well, and it comes just a couple of nights after Francisco Alvarez absolutely tanked one with a, I mean, just one of those hold this celebrations, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, just a dog. Francisco Alvarez, I loved watching it when I was in high school, and then even like the last couple of summers. Here's the first pitch to Nelly Taylor. He swings, sends a line drive out into right field. This one's going to stay in the yard. Cesarini is there to track it down for out number three. But just putting a bow on that, had a lot of fun watching Francisco Alvarez and Brett Beatty as well, but specifically Francisco Alvarez play baseball for the Syracuse Mets in my hometown at the AAA level. So he was a rising star in the farm system for the Mets during the time that I was in the late stages of high school and then into college, and then now he is a major leaguer playing big-time ball, so pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. 3-1, Lynchburg leads it. We go to the fifth after this in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth here in Salem, 3-1, Lynchburg in front. Trenor O'Donnell on the bump for the Red Sox and ready to face off against 2-3-4, Welbin Francisca, Jason Chirillo, and Luis Morejo. Hillcats played it a run in the fourth inning. They did it off two hits and an error. And the first pitch on the way. Fastball's in there for a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Welbin Francisca, Carter, he's hitting .339, has a homer. 12 RBI last couple of weeks for the Hillcats. And the 0-1 on the way. He swings through a breaking ball downstairs and quickly is behind 0-2.
It is crazy the amount of top flight prospects that the Lynchburg Hillcats have had come through Lynchburg this year in Cleveland system. I mean, you have two guys that were in the top 100 that came through. You had five of the top 10.
0-2. Swung and hit off the hands, left side of the infield, and it falls into the mitt of Fraley Encarnacion, the third baseman, for out number one.
You had, I believe, five of the top 10 prospects played in Lynchburg at some point this year. At least in the old top 10. And their top 10 was not all that altered, if you will. Let me look that up while I have it in front of me. Regardless, if you're a baseball fan in Lynchburg, they've been treated to a lot of talent this year.
Here's Jason Chirillo in the first pitch. The lefty eyes up a fastball high and away. It's 1-0.
I'm excited to watch his progression, too, because watching his brother with the Brewers, and Jason is a switch hitter on top of that. Still at the single-A level, but he's got some aura, too.
1-0. Fastball snares the inside corner of the zone. It's 1-1.
70th best prospect in all of baseball. The second highest rated prospect the Sox have faced off against this season.
He's got a lot of talent. The Hillcats and the Guardians organization do as a whole, and the 1-1 is lifted back to the net. It's 1-2.
All right, so top 10 in the system. Travis Bezzana skipped Lynchburg, unfortunately.
Yes.
That would have been great to see him. He goes to Lake County. Chase DeLauder, I believe, played in Lynchburg in 20. Was he ever there when you were here?
I do not believe so.
Because he played at JMU just up the road.
Before me.
Okay.
Before me.
Kyle Manzardo, who's now at the AAA level.
1-2 to Chirillo. He swings and lifts it high behind home plate. Tailing towards the net, and Brandon can't do anything but watch it onto the concourse. 1-2, it'll stay.
He skipped Lynchburg. Chirillo's there now. Rafi Velasquez was there earlier this year. Angel Hanau was there earlier this year. And that may be it. Okay, so three of the top 10, but then Francisca's number 11. There's a lot to like there.
And a breaking ball misses downstairs, 2-2. Yeah, no doubt about it. Cleveland's got a bright future if they can kind of put the pieces together.
Wow, what's crazy is they're already really good now, too.
2-2. Misses down at it. Oh, this plunked him. Got him on the foot. Hit by the pitch with one gone and a runner on first.
Like, it's crazy to me. I get, like, the lottery and the baseball draft works very differently. Cleveland Guardians right now are tied for the second best record in baseball and have been kind of trading that honor with the Phillies, Yankees, and Dodgers all year. And the Orioles, I should say. Well, not only are they, I think they have the maybe fifth best odds to win the World Series this year. They had the first overall pick this year. Like, that's because, like, Travis Bezzana was a college guy. Again, at Oregon State, he could be on the big league roster. His ETA is 2025. He could be a regular contributor on that team this time next year for
which
the 2025 playoff push. Pitch clock violation? Nope. Just time.
What do you think Dylan Cruz goes up?
We had this conversation about Roman Anthony. Actually, I asked your roommate and our mutual friend Raza, who's a big Nationals fan, this.
There's Luis Marejo. Runner takes off from first. First pitch swung on and missed. They got him picked off, thrown down to Big Al. He rifles it to second. Tag applied, and they got him. Two away. Picked him off.
Yeah, he was way too far off the bag at first. And kind of started his motion towards the second base bag and bluffed on the steal attempt. And then by the time Brandon realized it, it was too late to get back to the bag. And that's a gift from the Lynchburg Hillcats. Oh, Ross is listening right now. We just got a text from him.
Swing and a miss for Luis Marejo. Drops him to 0-2.
Anyway, I was having this conversation with Raza, I believe, the other day. It's going to be awkward if I didn't. I definitely had this conversation with somebody. I think it was Raza. Talking about Dylan Cruz. And I don't think he goes up this year. Because if he does, it's going to be when rosters expand in September. And that's a week and a half from now.
Chopped left side by Marejo. And he stays alive 0-2.
Although
once again.
His ETA is 2024. Like, it would not shock me if Dylan Cruz is somebody who starts next year at the AAA level, and within 2 weeks there's an injury, and he comes up in the middle of April.
Do you think an injury has to be the reason why, though?
No, but that may be why he comes up at the time he does.
0-2. Swung on and driven. High towards the gap in left center. Nellie Taylor ready for it. And he makes a head-high snag for out number three. Well, an unconventional three up, three down. Jason Chirillo hit by a pitch, but he's picked off. And Trenor O'Donnell faces the minimum in the fifth. We sail on to the bottom of five after this. 3-1. Lynchburg in front.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Rocking out on a Wednesday night here in Salem. 3-1 Lynchburg in front of the Red Sox as we go to the home half of the fifth inning. 5-6-7 due up for the Sox. Andrew Musit, Fraley Encarnacion, and Nathaniel Uten. All set and ready to face off against the lefty on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Jackson Humphreys now entering into his fifth inning of work. And Musit stands in from the right side. Andrew, the designated hitter tonight, he flew out to center field his first time up. Now up, second time through. In the first pitch, he swings and drives it towards the gap. Right center field, playable for Cesarini. He charges it and makes the catch on the run for out number one. Had a good chance, good pop off the bat, and just kind of died out there. 90-mile-an-hour changeup right over the heart of the plate, and there's one gone.
Well, Jackson Humphreys has been dealing. One hit, and it was the Nellie Taylor Jr. solo shot. And really, I don't think there is anything really hit all that hard other than that today.
Here's Fraley Encarnacion, and a first pitch fastball misses at the ankles, 1-0.
I mean, like, looking at my score sheet, I mean, a couple soft liners,
sure,
but nothing crazy hard hit.
And the 1-0 to Fraley. Fastball again dances his right foot off the plate, and it's 2-0.
Now, Nelly's homer, obviously, is in that category. And then also, he flew out in the fourth, in which he got a good piece of. But that's been about it.
Two balls, no strikes, the offering. He swings and chops it. Left side foul. 2-1 for the 249 hitter with two homers, 32 ribbies. 0 for his last five, but coming into the series was hitting a hotter twig than any Red Sox. 316 in his last 10. 2-1 to Fraley. Turns away from a breaking ball that curls back into the zone. 2-2.
So we were talking about school getting started here locally. That also means that high school football, I believe, gets started next weekend.
Gotta love
driving
it.
Driving up today,
gotta
obviously
love it.
Salem High School is a big deal.
2-2. Oh, this danced him off the plate. A fastball inside. Got his legs out of the way. And it fills it up, 3-2.
So Salem High School has such a football culture. They tailgate. Like, they have, like, actual big tailgates for games for high school football. I'm not talking, like, a couple kids getting together.
Payoff pitch. Fastball sizzled up the middle. Deflects off the mitt of Humphreys. It's gobbled up by the second baseman, Arias, on to first in time for out number two.
Like, there are legitimately probably 30 to 40 people, well, 30 to 40 cars that get together, and you have the big tents and everything. They sell Salem Spartans branded tents, and they have a big cookout before a game. And they pack Salem Stadium right to our left, which holds maybe 8,000 people. I'll look it up. They pack that place for high school football games.
First pitch to Nathaniel Uten is drilled out into straightaway center field, backing up, backpedaling, and catching it on the run hip high. Is Jason Chirillo at the 401 side for out number three. Well, the Sox are sat down 1-2-3 once again in the fifth. Humphreys has faced the minimum in the third, fourth, and fifth, respectively. And we go to the sixth, 3-1. Lynchburg stays in front.
Hey,
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We march on to the sixth on a Wednesday night in Salem. 3-1, Hillcats in front. It's the fourth rendition of the 460 rivalry this season, the fourth and final series between the two teams. Lynchburg has won 13 of now the 19 games played between the two teams. The Red Sox got one yesterday. It was their sixth win against the Hillcats this year. They look to add some more. Two games back of Fredericksburg in the Carolina League North. And the first pitch on the way. It's taken for a fastball strike in her half. 0-1 for the five-hole hitting right fielder, Ryan Cesarini. Trenor O'Donnell on the bump for the Sox. Sixth inning. Now just the third inning of work for him. And he deals 0-1. Swung on and drilled. Straightaway center field, Nellie Taylor on a jog. Makes the catch. Bow head high for out number one. I mean, we've seen a lot of balls back up these center fielders, but both Chirillo and Nellie Taylor Jr. have been more than up to the task. There's one gone here in the sixth inning for Logan Clark, the designated hitter, who's been aboard twice, Carter, both of which via the error. I mean, how often do you see that?
Yes.
E6 and E5. He stands in from the right side. Righty on righty, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a 90-mile-an-hour changeup right over the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. Logan Clark, with the bat above his right shoulder, awaits the 0-1. He swings and tags this one deep to left field. Charging in, making a diving catch is Calvin Diaz for out number two. I mean, he misplayed it. He backed up and then had to charge in on it. Made a fantastic play nevertheless, and there's two gone.
Yeah, kind of took an awkward angle on it. And then had to adjust, move to his right, and he caught it backhandedly as he dove to the ground.
Sets it up for Bennett Thompson, the former Oregon Duck, from the right side. And now stopping play is home plate umpire Richie Arredondo.
They're going to make sure Diaz is okay. Kind of
maybe took the breath out of him a little bit.
Yeah, probably so.
Everybody seems ready to roll once again. Two gone, nobody on, top of the sixth. 3-1, Lynchburg leads it here in Salem. And the first pitch to Thompson. He nubs one, a slow roller to the right side. Could have the backspin to get back fair, and it doesn't. Albert Feliz scoops it up in foul territory. Looked like it was going to continue the momentum that direction, and it's 0-1.
By the way, you asked me about the uniforms for Lynchburg. At twilight, they look awesome.
They're nice.
The navy blue with the teal sleeves. I was hoping I could get up to Lynchburg for a game this year. Didn't have the chance to. I've been to a game there when I was in high school. But they have, from what I understand, a nice ballpark just up the road.
0-1. He swings and cranks it opposite way, high and to right. Underneath it is Nathaniel Uten, and he gathers for out number three. Three up, three down frame for Trenor O'Donnell. He did it in the fifth, does it again in the sixth, and it's 3-1. Lynchburg leads. Bottom of six after this in Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of sixth here in Salem. 3-1, Lynchburg in front. And ready to go in the Red Sox order. It's 8-9-1. Albert Feliz, Calvin Diaz, and back to the top with Franklin Arias. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Oh, Carter just left the broadcast booth. I don't know where he's off to, but nevertheless, we're talking Red Sox baseball here. Sox trying to win two in a row against the Lynchburg Hillcats, who have, for lack of a better term, been the Sox kryptonite this season. They've won 13 games against the Red Sox in 19 outings. The Sox, though, got a win last night, looking to make it two consecutive and take a 2-0 lead in the fourth and final edition of the 460 rivalry here in 2024. Albert Feliz digs in from the right side, and Big Al is 0-for-1 tonight. Struck out swinging back in the third inning. Fourth strikeout victim out of five for the lefty on the bump in Humphreys, and a first pitch fastball's in there for a strike top of the zone. It's 0-1. Jackson Humphreys now into his sixth frame of work. He is absolutely dealing. Has surrendered just one hit. The 0-1. Fastball at the ankles. 1-1. That one hit was a solo blast over the right field fence from the lefty, Nelly Taylor Jr. He took him yard to the pull side. And the 1-1 to Big Al on the way. He cranks this one. Broken bat, left side, scooped up Aldui. Two steps, fire to first. It's low, but it's gobbled up in time by Marejo for out number one. That's a nice play. And that ball, I think, had a chance to carry through with a little bit more momentum if that bat wasn't snapped. It didn't shard at all, but you could just hear it, the way that it must have splintered. Nevertheless, there's one gone. For the bottom of the order, Calvin Diaz from the right side. And the first pitch. Fastball taken high and in, and the count is 1-0. Feliz now 0-for-2. Diaz is 0-for-1, lined out to the second baseman. Humphreys kicks and delivers the 1-0. Fastball swing and a miss. 1-1. Diaz hitting 203. A homer and two ribbies. 3 weeks now at the single-A level. Ball and a strike, the offering. Fastball spiked in the dirt, 2-1. Red Sox have had, I kid you not, folks, one base runner. Because Nelly Taylor Jr. had the solo blast. The only base runner was Franklin Arias with a leadoff walk to start the game. 2-1. He swings and hits a breaking ball to the backstop, 2-2. Arias was then picked off at first, and Sox have not only had just the one base runner, he hasn't moved off of first. Humphreys gathering at the belt, staring down home plate. Winds and fires 2-2. Fastball hit to the left side of the infield. Scooped up by Aldui. Lobbed to first, and it's in time. Marejo was sort of pulled off the bag, but field umpire Frank Jones said that back foot stayed on, and Liam Carroll says, I don't think so. Here he comes. The manager of the Sox is out of the dugout, but he's going to have a word with Frank Jones. I don't know if he has much of a case here because he's so much further away. Frank is right on top of it. Liam, by the way, looking sharp. It appears that he's growing out the beard a little bit extra long lately.
It does. So I was across the press box checking in on some stuff to see if we could.
Did you find some Tums?
Okay, I did not find some Tums, but I was checking
on a tummy.
I was checking on some Tums for you. I had a great view of it. He was off the bag at first.
Okay.
I'm not gonna.
Well, there's that.
No, I mean, like, maybe. No, we didn't see the replay, but like. There's a chance his foot left the bag, but we all thought over there that he was off the bag at first.
Well, it's back-to-back 5-3 putouts, no matter what Clark thought. Here's another sizzler to the left side. Backhanded foul by Aldui. No need to throw to first. It's 0-1 for the top of the order, Franklin Arias. Liam came out, didn't put up too much of a fight, right? Just kind of voiced his opinion and went back. It's so tough to be like, hey, I think I'm right with that call, because Frank Jones is right on top of it, and
sure,
Liam's coming all the way from the dugout to the far side of the field, might I add.
And there's a chance that...
0-1. Fastball swing and a miss. 0-2.
There's a chance that he did hold the bag, but I felt really good about... You could see it better from there than you can here, because I was right behind on play.
Sure.
But if he did, that's a heck of a play to hold the bag after the throw sailed wide. And to your point, back-to-back 5-3 putouts.
0-2 to Arias. Knifes it foul, right side, into the seats. Stays alive. Franklin is 0-for-1 tonight at a walk and was picked off, like we previously mentioned. Grounded out to the shortstop spot in the third inning. 0-2. Lifted foul once again. Just poked his bat out in front of the 93-mile-hour fastball that actually would have missed the zone. It's 0-2, rather. Let's stay.
It's gotten chilly up here again. I may got to grab that pullover.
Yeah, I just grabbed mine during the break. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Check swing and appeal. Frank Jones says he didn't go. I barely thought he raised it off his shoulder, to be honest with you. It's 1-2. So no luck on the Tums?
No luck on the Tums, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we can secure some before the game's over.
1-2 for Franklin Arias. And the pitch. Fastball downstairs. He swings and misses. It gets in front of Thompson. He gobbles it up and throws to first in time. It is a strikeout. It is number 6. And if that's it for Jackson Humphreys, what an outing it is. Through 6 innings of work, he's right, there's just one hit. It was a home run over the right field fence by Nellie Taylor Jr., but it's still 3-1. Lynchburg leads. Go to the 7th in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 7th here in Salem. 3-1, Lynchburg leads it over the Red Sox. And ready to go, it's 8-9-1 in the order for Lynchburg. Luis Durango, Fran Aldui, and back to the top of the order with Christian Knapchek. Trenor O'Donnell remains on the bump for the Sox, entering now his 4th inning of work. Coming in for the starter, Eduardo Rivera. A tall righty on the hill for the Sox has been solid. Sat him down 1-2-3 in the 5th. Did it again in the 6th after surrendering 2 hits and an error for a run in the 4th inning. From the left side, Luis Durango is ready. He had the RBI single in that 4th inning to put the Hillcats in front. By the score at 3-1, we still sit there. First pitch on the way. And a fastball snipes the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. I mean, Carter, such a contrast to yesterday, in which saw double-digit hits for the Hillcats. There's the 0-1. Misses downstairs and away. The count now 1-1. And actually, Luis Durango is out. And Barrett Reibach now subs into the ball game as a pinch hitter. Here he is in the 8 hole. One on the way. He swings and hits it off the hand, straight away right center field, underneath it, Nellie Taylor, and he makes the catch on the run for out number 1. Reibach yesterday for this team had a pretty decent outing, had a triple and came around to score in the third. Here he is 0 for 1 in a pinch hitting role tonight. Brings up Fran Aldui. Struck out twice, he's 0 for 2.
But yeah, just three combined hits today is definitely unreal compared to yesterday.
First pitch, sails high on a fastball, 1-0. Yeah, that's, I mean, you had what, 14 yesterday for the Hillcats?
15 for 15. The Hillcats, 9 for the Sox. 24 combined hits.
And now you got 2 for the Hillcats, 1 for the Sox. 1-0. Swing and a miss, high and in fastball. Kind of handcuffed him, 1-1.
And the inning in which Lynchburg got 2 runs, there was not a hit. And Salem's lone hit is Nelly Taylor Jr.'s solo homer. Just kind of been that night at the yard.
That's baseball, Clark, the 1-1. Breaking ball down and in, 2-1.
Speaking of that's baseball, did you see John Sterling came back to call the fourth and the fifth inning of the Yankee game yesterday?
I did not.
He came back to do, I guess, one final swan song.
Why did he do that?
Well, I guess.
2-1. Called a strike, outer half, 2-2.
When he retired on the spot. He didn't do another game after.
Yeah.
And they were going to honor him. Even though they already did a big ceremony in April, they were going to honor him once more. And he said, why don't I call two innings? And he went on the TV broadcast as a guest in the third, and he called the fourth and the fifth.
So
on
he
radio.
Did? Oh, he did fourth and fifth on radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. 2-2. Swings and rolls it back behind home plate. Stays alive, does Fran Aldui. One gone. 3-1. Lynchburg leads it here in the top of the seventh inning. Nobody on. Aldui 0 for 2. 189 hitter. Has 9 RBI. Has yet to homer. Long look in for Trenor O'Donnell. With 5 seconds, gathers at the bell. With 3 seconds in the wind and delivers with 1. 2-2. Misses high. 3-2. Trenor's taking his time here.
Long look in from the bell.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a knifer into the mitt of Albert Feliz, waiting for it on the right side of the infield. A line out, 2 away.
That was a great AB, though, from Aldui. That was a lengthy one, as they like to say. I go back to the top now. Second or third time through, rather. Almost third time through for Trenor O'Donnell. So far today for him, 3 1/3. 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned. 2 strikeouts, no walks. First time he's come out of the bullpen in just over a month. Matt Duffy's not going to start this week either, so we may see him out of the pen for the first time this year.
Yeah. Well, Trenor O'Donnell looking for his third consecutive 1-2-3 frame where he faces the minimum. We go back to the top of the order with Christian Knapchek from the left side. He's 0 for 3. And the first pitch. Fastball high, 1-0. Knapchek flew out, struck out, grounded out so far tonight. What a pitch. He swings and fists it. High to the left side, just out of the infield. Zanatello underneath it. And he camps out, makes the catch for out number 3. Bottom of 7 after this. 3-1, Hillcats in front. On a Wednesday in Salem.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the seventh in Salem, 3-1. It's the Hillcats that lead it over the Red Sox. But a new pitcher on the bunt for Lynchburg. We'll see if the Red Sox can take advantage here. With Jackson Humphreys finally out of the ball games after six complete fantastic innings of work, where he surrendered just one hit and one run. It was the solo blast off the barrel of Nellie Taylor Jr. Finally a new arm on the hill. Sean Heppner, the 21-year-old righty. And we'll see if the Sox can kind of jump on him and create a new ball game here. Nizan Zanatello will lead us off from the right side. It goes 2-3-4 in the Red Sox batting order. And the first pitch to Nizan is on the way. Fastball misses just outside, 1-0. Heppner is Cleveland Guardian 12th round pick in 2024. This past draft, the 1-0 misses outside, 2-0. Canadian out of British Columbia. Early on has quite the inflated ERA. 2-0 is drilled high into the air. Deep left field. Going back is Durango. And this ball is gone. Nizan Zanatello brings the Sox back within one with a leadoff bomb in the seventh. So good to see Nizan hit his way out of a slump with a solo blast here. Needed it, got it, and sometimes that's all it takes.
Well, now it's a 3-2 game. And to your point, just kind of took that one, it feels like. It's going to need that one.
Brooks Brandon eyes up a fastball outside corner. It's 0-1.
It's going to need that one for Nizan Zanatello to get back going. And what a way to kick off the home half of the seventh.
0-1. Swing and a miss. Brandon wanted the fences. Was looking for his fifth homer of the season. It's 0-2.
Well, and now, too, the Red Sox are happy to see Jackson Humphreys gone. No doubt about that.
That was my point exactly.
Exactly.
New ball game in a way with Heppner on the bump. You can kind of restart and try and get on him early. They have the 0-2 spiked in the dirt, 1-2. Brooks Brandon so far tonight struck out and flew out to center field. Strikeout victim number one of a long list. Six total strikeouts on the night for Jackson Humphreys. He swings and misses through a breaking ball and is sat down. There's one gone here in the seventh. Nizan with a solo blast. Brandon strikes out. There's one gone in a one-run game for Nellie Taylor Jr., who stands in from the left side.
So the Sox have two hits today.
Both homers.
Both solo homers.
Crazy. Didn't have that on the bingo card.
No.
First pitch misses down and in. In the count now, 1-0. Nellie so far today, well, he had the first of the two home runs. Drilled it to his pull side of the right field fence. 1-0. Fastball called a strike outside corner. 1-1. Nelly's homered for the second time in as many nights now. 1-1. Swing and a miss. This time got him with the 83-mile-hour off speed. 1-2. Nelly's 1-for-2. Homer in a line out. Gave both of them a ride. 1-2 to Nelly. Swing and a tipper. Oh, it went right between the legs of Thompson. He doubles over, and courtesy move, Arredondo gets the ball back to home plate. I should say on the bump.
Also for Heppner, third professional appearance, a 12th-round pick this year. Came in with a 19.29 ERA. It's now north of 20. And, you know, in his situation.
Pitched,
exactly.
Third.
In his situation, in his situation, though, like, you've struggled early on in your professional career.
1-2. Tipped back once again. Nelly fights off the breaking ball.
And the first hitter you see homers, that we talked about the confidence from Design Zanitello, it can play devil's advocate, too. And for Heppner, who has struggled just two innings into his pro career, for him to give up that homer, that can also play some mind games as well.
1-2. Spiked in the dirt, 2-2. That was just the first homer he had surrendered. But to that point, he had surrendered 6 walks. Had struck out 3. Total of 5 earned runs. 2-2 on the way. He knifes it foul. A screamer into the seats the opposite way. Nelly's still alive. One gone, nobody on for Nelly Taylor Jr. in the home half of the 7th. A 3-2 ball game. Each team with just 2 hits tonight. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the breaking ball. Back-to-back Ks, and there's 2 gone. Great at-bat.
Was a good at-bat, absolutely. And a nice job for Heppner to kind of bounce back after the home run.
Here's Andrew Musitt from the right side for the Sox. 2 gone, nobody on. Musitt has flown out twice tonight. And the first pitch. Fastball sails high, 1-0. Fly out to center and a fly out to right for Andrew so far. The 1-0. Breaking ball down and in. 2 balls, no strikes.
7 outs to work with for the Sox. Try to get something going here with Musitt.
2-0. And the fastball's in there. 2-1.
The homers are great, but it would be nice to see a base hit for the first time today on a ball that does not leave the yard. Get something going.
2-1. He slams it foul. Right side. Into the seats. 2-2. Andrew Hinton. 208. Has yet to homer himself. Has a lone RBI. Now in his 3rd week at the single A level. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Nearly brought him to a knee with a breaking ball. After the solo blast. 1-2-3, 3 consecutive strikeouts. And just like that, the Sox are back within a run, though. Nazan Zanitello, solo homer over the left field fence. It's 3-2. We go to the 8th after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 8th on a Wednesday night here in Salem. Sox back within a run thanks to Nazan Zanitello and his solo shot over the left field fence. It's 3-2 Lynchburg, and we go to the 8th here in Salem. Ready to take over on the play-by-play for the rest of the night, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Hader. Appreciate you there. Top of the 8th, you're at the yard. It's 3-2. The Lynchburg Hillcats over the Salem Red Sox. And the 3rd pitcher for the Sox is on hand now this evening. It's the right-hander Nathaniel Cruz, who comes in at 5-3 so far in the season. A 5.17 ERA. 32 appearances. 4 saves. 47 innings pitched. 48 strikeouts. To just 26 walks. 2-3-4 goes in the Hillcats order. First pitch to Francisca. A breaking ball called a strike outside corner. And the count starts at 0-1. Welbien Francisca, Jason Churio, and Luis Murejo. 0-1, kicks and deals. Inside it goes, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Francisca today, he's 0-2 with a walk. Was back in the first. 1-1, wide to fires. Breaking ball, called a strike, outer edge. And it shifts the count to 1-2. Just four combined hits in this ball game. 2 for Salem, 2 for Lynchburg. 1-2, way away on the fastball. And it evens up the count at 2-2. And that's a credit to Jackson Humphreys, the starter for the Lynchburg Hillcats. For the Salem Red Sox, Eduardo Rivera didn't give up an earned run. 2-2, he swings, chops it first base side, but it trickles foul. And Francisca stays alive. Trenor O'Donnell then, in relief. He's the one that his day comes to a close. 4 innings, 2 hits, a run. It was earned. 2 strikeouts. And the 2-2. He swings, dribbles it right side on a hot big out. He bobbles, races over to first, flips to the cover, and Cruz, it's in time for round number one. The slight bobble nearly cost him, but Nathaniel Cruz covers his position. And just like that, there's one down. But O'Donnell was excellent. Threw 52 pitches, 39 for strikes. That's efficiency. And now Nathaniel Cruz trying to pick up where he left off. Here's Jurio from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup. And the first pitch. Fastball called a strike outside corner. And the count begins at nothing and one. A walk, a bounce out, and a hit-by-pitch for Jason Jurio. Heading 274 in 2024. And the 0-1, high and in on the fastball. And it evens up the count of 1-1. In this series, he's 0-5, been quieted by this Salem staff. 1-1, comes to third base side and fires. Check swing, and he went around on the breaking ball, blown away. Richie Arredondo says, you did go around, and the count's still 1-2. Sox trail it 3-2. It'll go 6-7-8 in the home half, but you got to keep it a one-run game. Nathaniel Cruz out of the Dominican Republic at 21 years of age. The 1-2. Long looking with 5 on the timer. Now 3. He winds and fires. He swings, chops the right side, charging big out, gloves at the hip, steps on first, and does so with ease. Ground number 2. 2-3 unassisted. And there's 2 down for Luis Marejo, the first baseman. Sox won game 1, 8-7. On a walk-off balk scoring Nellie Taylor Jr. They have, though, however, lost 13 of 19 against the Hillcats this year. First pitch, fastball called a strike outside edge, and the count starts at nothing and one. So now, two back of first place, you're trying to pick up every win possible, especially against this team. Oh, what a slider sails load away. And it evens up the count of 1-1. You lost 5-6 to the Hillcats at home in April, 5-6 in Lynchburg, and then split 6 in Lynchburg in July. 1-1, check swing, high fastball. They don't appeal. He barely lifted the bat over his right shoulder, and it moves the count to 2-1. And you get him last night. You got 5 more left to go this week. The 2-1, slider caught a strike. Inside corner, above the knees. And just like that, it's 2-2. Ryan Cesarini, just in case, is on deck. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The righty deals. He swings and flies it foul. Down the right field line. And Barrejo spoils it and stays alive. Two back of the Fredericksburg Nationals, and looking to Fredericksburg as we speak, the Fred Nats on top 1-0 over the Columbia Fireflies. The 2-2. He swings and nubs it foul. Off the netting down the first baseline. And Marejo continues to battle. 1-0, top of the seventh. If the Fred Nets hold on and the Sox fall, Salem will now be three back of first place. 2-2. We do it again. Righty deals. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Right through a slider. Nathaniel Cruz, an easy 3-on-3 down frame. And we move to the home half of the eighth in Salem. 3-2. The Hillcats on top. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-2, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox in game number 2 of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. 6-7-8 goes in the Red Sox order. Fraley Encarnacion, Nathaniel Yutsen, and Albert Velez against the right-hander Hebner on for his second inning of work. Here's Fraley. Digs in from the right side. Righty on righty matchup to start the frame. Hebner from the belt comes set. And he winds and fires. Fastball caught a strike outside corner at the knees. And the count begins at nothing and one. Encarnacion today is 0-for-2. Strikeout and a bounce out. 0-1. He swings. Rips the left side on a hot Francisco. Gloves. Throws to first. And there's out number one. 6-3 put out. And here's the Teddy Yutsen, the right fielder. Yutsen is 0-for-2. A strikeout and a flyout. The Sox with just two base hits today. Both have been solo homers. Ellie Taylor Jr. is Zion Zinatello. First pitch, wide virus. Fastball once again. Knight on the outside corner for a strike of the knees. And it's nothing and one. Hebner, after surrendering that solo bomb, has worked efficiently and at a quick pace ever since. The 0-1, in the dirt it goes, and it evens up the count of 1-1. Nathaniel Yutsen, second on the team with a .248 average. Mentioned he's 0-for-2, trying to come through here. And the 1-1. He swings, rips it into right, moving back Cesarani on the run at the track, and it bounds up the top of the wall. Karamine back into right. Yutsen moving to second, and he stands up with a one-out double.
Big time by Nathaniel Yutsen, just when the Sox need it. Goes downstairs for the 84-mile-an-hour slider, takes it for a ride, 98 off the bat, and just gets enough of it.
First hit today for Salem that has not left the ballpark. And here's Albert Velez. It's funny, too. I don't know if you picked up on this. Yutsen almost looked like he lost it, like it left the yard because he stopped halfway between first and second.
Sure.
Got there in time, and he's got a two-bagger. First pitch to Big Al. Righty deals. Inside corner for a strike. And the count starts at nothing and one. So one down, bottom eight, 3-2, Sox trail. Time run on second, and it's Nathaniel Yutsen. Albert Velez, the go-ahead run at the dish. And the 0-1, Breaking ball called a strike. Outside corner, Big Al not appreciative of the call, but Richie Arredondo says it's in there, and it's nothing at two. No balls, two strikes. Glance to second. From the bell, righty deals. In the dirt it goes. Nice stop by Bennett Thompson behind the dish. And it's now 1-2. Kelvin Diaz is on deck. Albert Feliz leads this team with 11 bombs on the season. He goes yard here. The Sox are going to have the lead. The 1-2. Curls and unfurls. High and away it goes. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Strikeout and a bounce out for number 1-4 in the home Reds. Wiggling the bat high in the air over his right shoulder. The 2-2. Check swing. He went around. And there's strike three. Gave him the slider. Big Al couldn't hold up. Richie Arredondo rings him up himself. And there's two down for Kelvin Diaz. Diaz also is 0-2. Lined out in the third to Christian Knapcheck at second. Bounced out in the sixth. First pitch, swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. Prime opportunity for the Sox. Franklin Arias, the second baseman, is on deck. And the 0-1. He swings and drubs it foul. Third base side off the left shin guard of Bennett Thompson behind the dish. And already, Heppner ahead, nothing at two. No balls, two strikes. 3-2 to the Sox trail. Bottom of the eighth in Salem. The tie and run in scoring position. And it's Dan Utse. 0-2 to Diaz. He swings, chops it left side, backing up at third out. Dewey, gloves on a hop, throws to first, and it's there in time for out number three. Backed up two steps, fielded on the backhand, fired across the diamond, and Marejo slightly had to lean to his right, but made the grab, held the bag, and the inning comes to a close. To the ninth we go in Salem. 3-2, the Hillcats on top. I'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here in Salem. Nathaniel Cruz once again toes the rubber. First pitch, high and away fastball, but called a strike by Richie Arredondo. And the count begins at nothing and one. Ryan Cesarini leads off the frame in the five hole. He's the right fielder. 0-1. Wides and fires. Wave and a miss at the slider. And it's nothing at two. 5-6-7 to go. Cesarini, Logan Clark, and Bennett Thompson in the Hillcats order. 0-2. Check swing. He went around as Brandon scoops it in the turf. Throws down to first to complete the strikeout. And he does so with ease. There's out number one. Second strikeout for Cruz. And there's one down now for Logan Clark. Well, the Sox, after winning last night, trying to take a 2-0 lead in the series. They'll be back in action tomorrow as the Salem Beer Mongers. 7:05 p.m. first pitch. See what happens, though, later here this evening. First pitch is a slider in there for a strike to Clark. Hit her half of the knees. Nothing in one. Mr. Heater will be, unfortunately, solo tomorrow. First game I've missed here in Salem. Some obligations on the soccer side back in Blacksburg. We'll be back at it on Friday. 0-1, lines and fires. Check swing. He'll appeal, and he went. Frank Jones all over it. The slider that missed low and outside. Brannon lunged over to backhand it. But Clark couldn't hold up. He's 0 for 3. And here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. Made him look silly. Third strikeout for Cruz. And just like that, 2 out, 2 down. Be the K for Bennett Thompson. Thompson's 0 for 3. Two strikeouts and a flyout. Also about tomorrow's game, the Sox still have not lost. First pitch and their first strike on the fastball at the knees. Count begins at nothing and one. The Sox still have not lost here at home on Thursdays. 0-1. He swings and flies it down the right field line. Foul. And in the seats it goes. And it's nothing and two. The Sox, a.k.a. the Salem Beer Mongers, their alter egos, have not lost on a Thursday at home this season. The ultra rarity. 0-2. He swings. Grounds it left side on a hop. Encarnacion. Scoots to his left. Throws to first. It sails wide. Big Al, though, holds the bag. 5-3 put out. And Encarnacion records out number 3. Final cracks for the Sox as we move to the home half of the night in Salem. 3-2. Lynchburg on top. And top of the order coming up for Salem. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com. And MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Oh, cue up Inner Sandman. Time to start jumping in Salem as the Red Sox trail it 3-2 in the home half of the night in Salem, trying to win game 2 of this 6-game set. Alongside Javon Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. The Hillcats 3 outs away from evening up this 6-game set. But to do so, the top of the Salem lineup stands in the way. Frank Linares, Nizan Zanatello, Brooks Brannon lead things off against the right-hander Hepner on for his third inning of work, trying to slam the door.
Little Metallica never gets old.
Getting the crowd fired up on this Wednesday night in Salem.
Means a little extra around these parts for those that don't know.
3 hits on the day for Salem. 2 were solo homers. The Hillcats have just 2. Lynchburg got 2 runs in the top of the first on not a single hit recorded in the inning. 3 walks and E6 on Nizan Zanatello. And then Nelly Taylor Jr. makes it 2-1 with a solo shot in the home half of the second. The Hillcats then get another run. Luis Durango, RBI single. Design Zinitello, solo homer. Righty on righty matchup. Here's Franklin Arias. Heppner from the bell. Winds and fires. First pitch is a misser. High and outside, just above the zone. And the count begins at 1-0. Arias 0 for 2. With the walk. And the 1-0. In the dirt it goes. Just like that, 2-0. You cannot walk the leadoff hitter if you're the Lynchburg Hillcats, especially with Zanitello and Brannon right behind. 2-0. He swings, crushes into right, moving back Cesarani at the track, at the wall, and he makes the catch just in front of it for out number one.
Ooh, took it for a ride. Just didn't get all of it. Went down for the 89-mile-an-hour off-speed and took it for a ride. Again, just would have liked to get a little bit more barrel, and it probably would have left the yard.
Just underneath from Franklin Arias going bombs away for his third single-A homer. Here's Nizan. First pitch. Breaking ball high and in. Count starts at 1-0. A big blow in this game for Nizan Zinitello. 1-for-3, solo shot, 1-0. Just misses low and away, right below the knees, and it moves the count to 2 balls and no strikes. Heppner getting behind. See if it works out here for the Sox. 2-0, in their first strike. Fastball inner edge, shifts the count to 2-1. That was the 7th homer for Nizan Zinitello. 2-1, swing and a miss through the slider. And it evens up the count at 2-2. 7 homers, 20 RBIs. Just need a base runner here. Give Brooks Brannon, Millie Taylor Jr. an opportunity. And the 2-2. He swings, destroys it into left. Moving back is Reebok at the track, at the wall, off the top of the wall. Zanitello steaming around second. Barely motored to third, races back to the bag, and he's got a one-out double.
I mean, that was a couple of feet from tying the ball game, but Nizan feels a little back. Homer and a double.
Here comes Tony Arnold. And that, for those listening, was probably about 2 feet shy of leaving the yard. And I'm not going to lie, I thought it was gone off the bat.
I thought it was going to leave. I'm with you, Carter.
And check that, Jordan Smith comes out. He's going to take the ball from the right-hander Heppner, and he's going to go to the pen. The tying run in scoring position with Brooks Brannon serving as the winning run coming to the plate. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
What a finish we have here in Salem. Nizan Zinitello doubles off the very top of the wall out in left center field. He's the tying run at second. Sox are down to their final two outs. Brooks Brannon at the plate. And Cam Suki is the new pitcher for the Lynchburg Hillcats. A right-hander out of Mississippi State. Was drafted in the 19th round by the Cleveland Guardians in 2024. He is making his 4th ever professional appearance. Does have a save already, But for the sidearm righty, this is quite the situation. Brooks Brannon, 0 for 3. First pitch, righty deals. Sails hide away. And the count starts at 1-0. Definitely a different look. He comes from all the way down under. Does the righty sulky. 1-0. Wides and fires. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. Submarine style, if you will. Franklin Arias flew out to lead off the frame. Designs an Atello, a one-out double. And the 1-1. Check swing, they'll appeal. He did not go, according to Frank Jones, the field umpire. Shifts the count to 2-1. First base is open. Would set up the force, but Nellie Taylor Jr. is on deck. The 2-1. Winds and fires. Swing and a tipper. Into the middle, Bennett Thompson. And it's now 2-2. Much like in softball, with the submarine motion, it's almost like a rise ball that starts in the zone and sails high and in. That's what Brooks just chased. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He went overhand on that one and records out number 2.
That's crazy mix-up. It really is. So deceptive. And Brooks telling his teammate, and Nelly, you got this. If anybody's going to do it, it's Nelly, right? He's been the hot one. This is the guy you'd want at the dish right now. Homer already tonight. Two homers in the last two nights combined.
1 for 3. Solo homer, a flyout, and a strikeout. From the belt. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball in the dirt. He went overhand once again, and the count starts at 1-0. So there's the mix-up. He didn't, to my knowledge, did not show that overhand motion at all during his warm-up tosses. The scouting report, though, would say otherwise. 1-0 in there for a strike. Back submarine style.
That's insane.
And it's 1-1.
That's literally insane. That's crazy.
Designs an Atello off a second. Andrew Muse sits on deck.
This is like a money ball thing.
The 1-1. Wides and fires.
Oh.
High and in. Went submarine style as Nelly hits the deck. And the count's now 2-1. Crowd a little lively now here at the park as well.
You know, Carter, we've seen walk-off fielder's choice. Walk-off balk now. Walk-off walk. Walk-off hits. Haven't seen a walk-off home run.
Possibly here.
It's the only thing left on the bingo card, folks.
2-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the breaking ball. Kind of a three-quarters motion there as well. And the Sox are down to their final strike. It's now 2-2. Nizines and Atello. Off of second base. The 2-2 to Nellie Taylor Jr. And the righty deals. He swings, chops it up the middle, sulky off the mound, glove slips to first, and that is the ball game. That is guts there by the rookie. 19th round pick out of Mississippi State. He goes sidearm, he goes three quarters, he goes overhand, and he secures the save and the victory for the Lynchburg Killcats as they win it 3-2 here in Salem.
It's a game of inches, and man, it felt like Nizan was about to tie the ball game. Now to his credit, absolutely crushes a double, but take me to any ballpark in the country not
that
named
that ball,
Salem Memorial Ballpark, and that baby's out of here. I don't care where you are. I think that's out in all 30 major league yards.
Maybe so.
Crazy.
Green Monster may be tough, but maybe so.
True. Could I don't know, because it was kind of far to the left side. It might have got towards that triangle.
Like his solo homer, it was so high in the air.
Yeah. I think he had a chance. Anywho, didn't. And to his credit, he got the double out of it, but Sox just couldn't quite. I mean, you got to tip your cap. Jackson Humphreys, sensational in the start for the Hillcats, and the Sox were playing from behind the whole night.
Just 4 hits for the Red Sox, 2 left the yard, just 2 hits for the Hillcats, but they win it 3-2 here in Salem. Well, the series evened up at a game apiece. The Sox are now 2.5 back of first place. We'll check on the Frednet score real fast. Ooh, the Frednets are down 3-1 going to the eighth.
Need them to lose.
So if the Fireflies hold on, they'll stay two back. And if the Frednets win, we'll obviously be three back. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast here tonight from Salem. This was a fun one. We appreciate you tuning in. And for everybody in the room to our right, for Will Howell, Wild Bill as we call, the video production manager here in Salem, my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater. I'm Carter Hill, saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Red Sox fall 3-2 to the Lynchburg Hillcats. Back at it tomorrow, 7.05 p.m. first pitch for Salem Beer Mongers Night. Gio will be solo, and he's on the air at 6:40. Until then, we'll talk to you tomorrow. And for me, we'll talk to you on Friday. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.